Now will you notice? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And He's the Creator also. All things were made by Him. Jesus is the Creator. Now He keeps on. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Now, in Him was life. That doesn't mean He was alive. Of course, that was true. But there was life. You see, men need life because they're all dead in trespasses and sins. You remember Paul said to the Ephesians, that's the way that he began that second chapter. He said, ye were dead in trespasses and sins, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You see, what men need today is life, and in Him was life, and the life was the light of man, and Jesus is light. And you'll notice now He's contrasted to John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. John the Baptist bore witness to the light. He was not the light. He just bore witness to the light. And we're told the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Now, will you notice what it says here? That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now we have here a tremendous statement. You see, light comes through the Word of God. Without the Word of God, there's no light. And when men come to the Word of God, they're in the light. If we walk in the light, as He's in the light, what light? The light of the Word of God. And this light lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That is, any man that comes to the light. It's just like the sun. It lights every man that comes into the sunlight. But those that are way down in the caves of the earth, it doesn't light them. You have to come to the light. Now it says He was in the world. The world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. That is the tragedy of the world. It's still the tragedy of the world, that the Creator came down to this earth and took upon Himself our humanity, and yet the world didn't know Him, and the world rejects Him. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Some like to limit that to the nation He came, to His own people. It can be widened out. He came unto His own world, because He's been talking about He made the world. He came to His own world, and His own world received Him not. It's a universal rejection of Him. But notice, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Now, life is received, therefore, by the new birth. Notice what He says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the right to become the sons of God, even that believe on His name. And it comes through faith, and it says, which were born. It's the life that's received by the new birth, and that comes by faith, by receiving Christ, which were born not of blood. Now that means natural generation. Then it's not by the will of the flesh. That means that you don't become a child of God by your own self-effort, by something you do, your good works, nor of the will of man. That's education and training. You don't become a child of God by training. You become a child of God by being born again, because it says, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It's the direct action of the Spirit of God. As the Lord Jesus will say in the third chapter, born of the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit.